And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. Alabama, I'm telling you, the most beautiful. And I mean to say, wow, y'all, this show goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I tell you who else covers some major ground, you guys, and that's our friends over at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care. This is a chain of clinics. Like, you know, if you need a doctor, you got to go somewhere. Don't you want one that's going to be available to you? Well, yeah, Southern Immediate Care is open 7 days a week. They got locations all over our listening area, places like Gadsden, Atala, Anniston, five locations around the Birmingham area. Most recently built Chelsea and Hoover. So, yeah, Southern Immediate Care, this is who I use, all right? And I'm serious when I say that. I've been using them a lot longer than they've been advertising on the show. That's why I wanted them on, because I knew what they stood for. By the way, I know the owner, and he's a Right Side ruffian, let me just tell you. So every time I've walked in the door of a Southern Immediate Care facility, clean, professional, friendly, I mean, you can get your shots there, you can get your x-rays there, all of it. Southern Immediate Care. You wake up on a Saturday morning and need something, you don't have to wait till Monday. Look up the nearest location to you of Southern Immediate Care. Go check them out. And if you do that, by the way, tell them you heard all about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right, let's jump into the final portion of the show. We are in go-home time on Camel Day. So that's hump day. That's midweek. I'm calling this last section for our discussion, Saving Us from Ourselves. Isn't it interesting when government has to step in to save you from yourself? Now, granted, there are true functions of government. I am not one of those who believes that government should get out of the way and just let whatever happen happens. That's not what I'm saying. Even Jesus said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, which was taxes. But what he was saying was, government exists, authority exists. I get it. But then there's just stupid stuff. Like, you have to look at it and go, is it that important? Really that important for you to do this? For instance, story here on CNN caught my attention and started me down this road, came out yesterday. The Food and Drug Administration, that's your government, the Food and Drug Administration has taken what it's calling on CNN a momentous step towards banning menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars. Well, there went my cherry swisher sweets right there. So now you can no longer have a flavored cigar. Well, that's going to hurt somebody. I'd look at this and go, is it really? If someone wants to smoke a cigar, if the mere flavoring of them is what drew people in, then they were probably, you know, a weak buyer in the first place. I'm pretty sure that most people who smoke, just they want to smoke. Yeah, but Phil, don't you know? When you have flavors in there, it lures in the children. You think so? You don't think it's something like maybe the guy who runs the shop who has to check ID and make sure people don't buy tobacco who shouldn't buy tobacco may not have a ability to stop somebody from buying those cherry-flavored Swisher Sweets, those menthol cigarettes? All right, well, it says here that scientists have long understood that menthol flavor can make cigarettes more addictive. Menthol flavoring is attractive, particularly to new smokers, because it masks the harsh taste of tobacco. Yeah, those unfiltered Camels, you know, that's a whole different deal right there than getting those menthol-flavored Salems, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, the bottom line is, it's a big, big deal. CNN thinks a 2020 study showed that 43% of all adult smokers smoked menthols. Not anymore. Let's step in there and fix that market. So yes, saving us from ourselves starts with the government making sure that you can't have flavored tobacco. By the way, hey, NASCAR fans, they're coming for your skull sometime soon. Just saying. But the next one that gets my attention is, you know, so first of all, kids can't just walk in and buy tobacco. And by the way, I can just tell you as a knothead kid, if you want to find tobacco, you're just going to find it. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be out there. You're going to find it. It doesn't matter what laws you put in place. But then here's this. From August of this year, Illinois is going to ban advertising for guns that allegedly markets to kids and militants. Boomer, what is an advertisement that appeals to militants? How do you have a gun advertisement that appeals to militants?
I actually don't know.
I don't either.
I would wonder. I wonder how this would be.
Is it like they show pictures of people, you know, shooting up Israel, and then they want to run down there and buy more guns? Is that the way this works? I mean, story on ABC News: Illinois will soon outlaw advertising for firearms that officials determine produces a public safety threat or appeals to children, militants, or others who might later use the weapons illegally. I mean, okay, then I think what we need to do is this. They need to stop selling cars that can speed because people may buy them and want to speed. There's that. How about this? I think we need to stop selling advertisements for flotation devices for children because it makes them think they can go to the deep end of the pool. I mean, when do you stop trying to save us from ourselves? But from militants? Really? So somebody with a straight face, apparently gun rights advocates say the plan, which Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker has pledged to sign, is an unreasonably vague decree that violates not only the constitutionally protected right to own guns, but also free speech. So there's no real definition here. And I'm really not sure how it is they get into the fact that, or the idea that there's an advertisement up there and it might appeal to a militant. What does that even mean? Well, okay. How about the ad for the JR-15, a smaller, lighter 22 caliber rifle? An emailed statement from the manufacturer called it the We Won Tactical, said the gun has safety features found on no other gun. But yet, apparently, you can't advertise it because it might make guns attractive to children. How about this? Maybe it's the parent's job to supervise the child. Maybe it's the gun owner's job to do the usual sales background checks and things they got to do. And then, oh, by the way, the advertisement to militants? Tell me exactly how in the world that even works. But this is what happens when liberals think that they need to save us from ourselves. So, yeah, there's that. All right, lots of things have been happening lately. I'll tell you what, I'm going to pause because we just got a phone call. So you guys have been hearing me talk all week long about the fact that we had several church groups in Alabama that actually wound up getting stuck in Israel when the war broke out. And some of them have been able, I think all of them made them home now. I'm understanding we have a phone call right now. We've only got about 5 minutes for the break, so let me just take it while I've got a minute. Is this Angela from Anniston? Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Hey, Angela, are you with Hillcrest Baptist Church?
I am.
Wow. Were you part of the group that was over there in Israel and had got delayed on coming home?
Yes, we sure were.
Well, I tell you what, first of all, blessings on you. We're glad you're home. Everybody in your group made it home, I guess?
Everybody made it home, yes.
Well, give me the, we only have, I have some breaks I have to take. I can't do anything about it, but we got about 5 minutes for the break. Tell me this, first of all, how did you get together to come home, and how were things when you realized the war was breaking out while you were there?
We actually, that day that the attack happened, we did not even know that it happened until we got to we were in Jordan, and we had until, that day was Sabbath day, and we had until 11 o'clock in the morning to get to the border. And when we got there, we realized, or we were told by how it happened. And so that was scary.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, our group was just so well. We just have faith that God was going to take us through. And the first miracle that we had was we got over the border into Israel on that day, and that was just a miracle within itself. And we never saw anything. We didn't see any explosions, but we just felt the day that we were supposed to come back home, which was Friday the 13th, and our flight was canceled. Mm. Our hearts sank, and when Hamas was making the threats about the day of terror, they kind of, it scared us. But like I said, we prayed. Our pastor, Dr. Stephen Anthony, and his wife Gina were amazing. They worked so tirelessly to get us home. And Mike Rogers' office, they were just really awesome.
That's great. Did you fly home commercially, I guess, or did you fly home on some kind of a state-sponsored or military flight?
We came home commercially.
Okay. Was that a flight that was chartered for you, or did you just buy a ticket and get moved out?
Our tour group was Maranatha Tours, and they were amazing, and they helped us get home. They covered all of our costs, they got us home.
So let me ask you this, Angela. So what's it like among the Israeli people right now? I mean, I'm sure I can anticipate some of the thoughts and sentiments, but what was the mood where you were? And by the way, where were you in country?
Well, when we got to Jerusalem, and it was the day that the attack happened, we were in lockdown in our hotel, so we really never even talked to anybody.
Okay, so you didn't really get to go out and see much. You pretty much had to hunker down. Is that right?
That's right. That's right.
Did you get a chance to talk to anybody? Was the folks in Maranatha, did they tell you that they were seeing or hearing things personally, or how that went?
They told us not to say anything to anybody.
Wow.
Just try to blend in and don't say anything. So we didn't.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, it's an amazing thing to watch from afar. How many people were in your group?
25. And then we picked up two other people. There was another group that joined us that was with the same tour company, but they had a group that flew themselves to Israel, and they had another group that was going to meet them there in Israel, and they went through Germany, and they were turned back around when that attack happened. So they were not able to join their group.
Wow. Well, and there were also groups, I believe, from Shades Mountain Baptist down in Vestavia, and another from an Episcopal church, I believe, down in Daphne. And then there was at least one couple from Tuscaloosa that was there just by themselves on a personal tour. So, we're glad y'all are home. And you're right down the road. Our studio is in Gadsden. So we're just thankful for all of you. And you're with Hillcrest Baptist, is that correct?
Yes. And I just want to thank you for all the prayers. And I'm telling you something right now. Prayers absolutely work. And I know that we had a hedge of protection around us the whole time.
Well, you did. And we're thankful that you're home.
Thank you.
And if you have anybody else in the group that has, you know, some personal anecdotes or things they want to send in, you just tell them that we'd love to hear it. But in the meantime, blessings on you. Thank you for calling in and giving us some insight. And we're glad you're home.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Angela.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was cool. That was a moment. Just glad. I mean, and first of all, they didn't have much of an interaction with the issues or, for that matter, with the people. But at the same time, they were there when it happened, had to hunker down in place, cancel their tour, and then work with their congressman to get out of country and come home. And we're glad to hear that they are. Thank you, by the way, to our friend. I think it was Amy from Rainbow City that helped coordinate that. So we appreciate Angela calling in. We appreciate Amy from Rainbow City putting us in touch. And that was a very cool off-the-cuff call. Boom, let's take a break. We'll do that right now. We'll take the break. We'll come right back, put a lid on this. I had more about saving us from ourselves, but I'm just glad we got some people saved out of Israel. In the meantime, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, I'm telling you right now, who else is just plain right so much of the time is ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, I mean, listen, these folks are like epic good at what they do, and what they do is help you make your businesses better. So if you're needing business solutions, well, ZLA Solutions can help you. They can do things like logistics, warehousing, quality control, all kinds of stuff, but their bread and butter, man, is still staffing. They are known for it. They can help you find people. And right now, apparently, according to the statistics we see out of Montgomery, a lot of y'all need people. Well, they can help you find the onesies and twosies you might need, or they can put together an entire shift of people for you. Factory, service industry, you know, food industry, hospitals, whatever. They got all kinds of clients like that. So just check them out. You can go to their website, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, I always say. ZLA Solutions. You check them out. And by the way, when you do, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. So I got a ton of text messages. So I gotta jump in there to see a few of these. John from Huntsville is out there with the grades, Boomer. He is saying right now, Boomer, you put on a fantastic performance today, so you get an A+. However, today's winner is obviously Phil with an A++. And I'm hoping Boomer and McQueen will be on tomorrow, and I hope they don't give a disappointing performance. Why would he say it that way? That
was just, did we give a disappointing performance last week?
Have you ever given a disappointing performance?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I have. McQueen, on the other hand,
I do not agree. I don't think either one of y'all ever have. Darlene from Gadsden says, with regards to Illinois and the advertising, that we don't want to attract militants to buy firearms. Whatever. Darlene says Pritzker is stupid, and he's also a dead ringer for Al Capone. It's true, though. Craig from Huntsville, Phil, do not give our government any new ideas as to what to ban. You're right. I may have gotten a little bit carried away. I probably fed the beast. I am so sorry. Brian from Huntsville says, does this mean the Starbucks cannot add to their coffee? I don't know. I don't know. Badger from Athens has told us happy hump day with little camel. I didn't know there were camel emojis. Did you know there are camel emojis? No. There are camel emojis. JT from Monrovia. Phil, don't you know AR stands for Arabic rifle? Oh, I see. Now I get it. Now see, we're attracting militants because it's an AR, Arabic rifle. That was probably wrong of us. Crazy Joe from Decatur, who, by the way, did not just text a meme, Boomer. Has Crazy Joe ever texted words? Look at that. We got a text message from Crazy. He can type. He says, how can something be permanently temporary? I don't know. Did I say that?
I don't know, but you need to answer him because he actually just wrote something.
Well, Crazy Joe, we love you, and thank you for typing words. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee says, the state of Texas fines the parents $100 for the first offense and $500 for repeat offenders for truancy. Really? How do they enforce that? And by the way, what's the appeal process? What if you have joint custody and the kid stays with you 1 week and mom the next? What then? How does that work? Do you find them both even though they're not around? Anyway, the whole thing is knuckleheads. Frank from Madison, let's ban assault vehicles like Hummers and Jeeps. Hey, stay off my Jeep. David from Huntsville, he thinks the speaker will be either Jim Jordan or Kevin McCarthy. Okay, you may not be wrong, my brother. Danny from Decatur, I was reading a story earlier. A man in England bought a Tesla. He drove through a water puddle after a rainstorm. The car quit. He had to call for a tow to the dealer. They found that there was water on the battery, which ruined the battery, and the replacement cost was $20,000, and it was not covered by warranty. Listen, I heard the story about someone who bought their daughter a used Chevy Volt. They didn't realize that it was, they thought, okay, great, it's only got 25,000 miles on it. We're good, except the battery went out a few thousand miles later. Buying the battery cost more than what they had paid for the car. They were chagrined, to say the least. John from Decatur, I have a Toyota RAV4 hybrid. I wrap the tires in 100-mile-an-hour tape. Now I get 100,000 miles out of them. Nice, John. Squared away. Richard T. from Madison says, are the Capitol protesters armed? Did they break into the Capitol? Were there any Capitol police killed or injured? Not sure how you compare the two as similar, except both were at the Capitol. You didn't get it right this time. You're absolutely right about EV cars and trucks. Okay, so he's a January 6th Democrat sympathizer, but he agrees with me on cars and trucks. I don't know. Okay, what do you do? Take the win, I guess, right?
Take the win.
All right, you guys have an amazing night. We appreciate you as always. This show is because of y'all. There ain't no other reason to do it except because of y'all. And y'all make it worthwhile. We love you. We'll see ya. Have a good night.